Good evening. It's great to be here. This is a good day. My name's Simon Murcott, and this is my testimony. I've been in church all my life. However, if you'd asked me 3 years ago whether I would go to heaven if I died today, I could not confidently have given you an affirmative answer. Praise the Lord that that has changed. I was born in South Africa in 1970 into a nominally Christian home. I have always been surrounded by family that loved and cared greatly for me. We attended the local Presbyterian church. At the age of 13, my family immigrated to Brisbane, where I went to school and to university. Through these schooling years, I attended an Anglican church associated with the university. My father had chosen this church based on the good reputation of the youth group. They certainly were well-behaved youngsters, and we had a lot of fun. Sadly, however, the gospel was never taught from the pulpit. Despite being confirmed in the faith, I had never been told what a wonderful gift God offers mankind through the death of his son on a rough-hewn wooden cross. I have no doubt that there were some saved people in the church, but I was distracted, perhaps uninterested, and unable to discern between good and godly. As I progressed from teenage to university age, my wrong concept of sin only left me feeling guilty, a guilt that had only to be tolerated for a period before it would grow old and fade out. While not liable to the wild excesses of some of my peers, I was living an unholy life far from God, comparing myself only to the standards set by my family and my worldly friends. It was at this time that I met Megan, my wife-to-be at the time, in a Mandarin Chinese class. Megan had been saved a short while and was on fire for the Lord. This strong faith totally bemused me. I thought some aspects of it were rather over the top and perhaps a bit embarrassing. Had Megan had any sense, she would have left me where I was and headed for the hills. Nevertheless, in the folly of youth, we became a serious couple. We began attending a Union Baptist church that we deemed middle ground between my traditional Anglicanism and her, at the time, charismatic church background. It was at a church camp in January 1992 that I heard the gospel for the first time. Accustomed to seeing faith and religion as matters of intellect, I made a profession of faith. Sadly, this profession missed by the proverbial 8 inches and fell short of true repentance. Megan and I married later that year after an on-again, off-again pre-engagement relationship that showed some of the struggles we had regarding our faith and being unequally yoked. Nevertheless, our wedding day was a very happy occasion. Less than 2 years later, we moved to Singapore with my work. Megan was pregnant with our first child, Lucy. While attending a large Baptist church, I was baptized, still with head knowledge of what Christ was offering me. In hindsight, I think I was merely going through the motions. My life over the next 10 years did not reflect a grateful soul saved with bountiful fruit and a passion to tell other people. In 1996, we moved to Macau and became active in an independent Baptist mission church. We became great friends with our pastor and his family. Through this excellent teacher, God began to speak to me. My spirit became stirred as I heard the gospel presented a good number of times, and I grew in understanding of the Bible. The problem was now pride. My spirit was telling me that I was not saved and should do something about it. My flesh was resisting all the way. Never underestimate the damage that unchecked pride can do in a person's life. From Macau, we returned to Australia. 4 years we struggled in Mudgee, New South Wales, where we had minimal teaching at church and a job that I did not enjoy. These were tough years. God saw our struggle and led us to a good church in New Zealand. For 6 years I was actively involved in the church, song leading and teaching Sunday school. Through this time I was continually wrestling with God over my sin and my position. Still, pride would not let me deal with it publicly. Many times in my quiet time, I would pray the sinner's prayer. These were a genuine crying out to God to help me from my heart. But I was not able to point to a specific time of salvation and never had any peace. In 2009, we surrendered to go to Vanuatu to help out with a mission to the people that lived in the jungle. Fancy that, me with my spiritual struggles on the mission field. What was I thinking? Actually, I knew that God was calling me to do something special. It was on a Sunday in June 2010 that Pastor Bax was visiting from Queensland. He preached an excellent message and gave an invitation to accept Christ. It was at this time that I truly understood that without Christ there is no hope, that He had already paid the price. What's more, it was for me. I truly repented of my sin and accepted Him as Lord and Savior. Since that time, I've had a wonderful peace in my heart. Not only a peace, but the confidence that I had so desired. Confidence in the sure knowledge that I am indeed a son and heir of God, with my name written in the book of life. Since that time, God has been working on me properly, taking this step of obedience, baptism. Despite knowing that it is important for me to be properly grounded so as to qualify for ministry, I have been hesitating to make such a public statement. The time for hesitancy is over, and I'm here now to make this public profession of the goodness of God and His saving grace. I am ready, willing, and excited to be baptized today. Thank you.